Okay. You do not take tumor on chalamoid. You don't take kriya chalamoid. You expose your shoulder on chalamoid. And you don't have that meal. Ela kreiv shel meis. A chalamoid that has to be a relative of the meis. And when you sit down during the year, you maybe turn over the bed, but over here it's only an upright bed. Gemara, top of the page where we left off yesterday. Chav hevet alf. Says the Gemara, but filo chacham, even the person in that relative, but as a chacham, you don't have the right kriya. But tani didn't be learned. Chacham shemei, the chacham died. Hako krevav, everybody is relative. Says the Gemara, hako krevav sakita, everybody's relative. Ela hako krevav, every Jew is like a relative, so everyone has to do the kriya. Hako kaidin olav, everyone rips kriya. Hako chultin olav, everyone exposes their shoulder. And the Mishnah says only relatives. Hako mevarin olav chavav, weekday or chalamayt. And I question the lab chacham. Our Mishnah is talking about an ordinary person, not a chacham. Says the Gemara, even if he's not a chacham, the yadam kosher, if he's a righteous person, chiyuvim mechayil mekreya, he's left a tear kriya. The Tanya we learn, b'nei ma bonav u'b'nei tzashalad demeisim sheitani. Why does it sometimes happen chas v'shom that somebody loses their young kids? K'dei she yivke v'yis abalon kosher. In order that people, it's like a security protection, then people should, you're crying on innocent kids. So also you should cry when innocent people pass away. You should also bother you and cry. So we see that everybody has to cry for other people as well, not only relatives. Because you should cry. Arvuna kashakul minay. David takes away his kids so they make sure he cries. What kind of chesed is that? El, it's not a security, but rather it's a punishment. El, he didn't cry when he should have. He's abul al other kosher. It wasn't abul on a kosher person.
Why is it considered a punishment if the neshama comes for a certain purpose? Even in one month.
Yeah, but you could have gotten another child. Why do you get this child that has a purpose of 5 years? Why you? It must be because you deserve that to also be punished. Besides, the kid has his Indian. You have an Indian to be punished because you didn't behave correctly.
Well, we live in the physical world, and the bottom line is physically. Person lost a kid.
All the chesbainis is still very upsetting.
No, I realize all that. But technically, like I said the other day, I know. In general, when a person dies, there's so much sadness. I mean, the person is supposed to be kept here for a certain time.
True.
Go to Olam Haba, blah, blah, blah.
True. But why did you end up with this neshama? Not someone else. You call our boichem is abalon kosher. Anybody cries and mourns over a kosher person, boichem is kosher, so they forgive him on all sins. Because of that covet, when I said, our mission is talking about the law of the kosher. Who said we're talking about a kosher person? If you want a third question, even not a kosher person, the din is, if you're standing there, when a person dies, even if it's not your relative, not a Talmud Chacham, not a Adam Kosher, you have to tear Kriya Tanya. We learned that somebody's standing next to a person who's dying. You have a mitzvah of Kriya. What is it compared to? Let's say, if a Tadish and Nisr, if Tadish gets burned, the letters fly back to Shemayim. So, to over here, it's like the Sefer Tadish is going back. Shechayiv Lekrev to Tir Kriya. So, when I answer like a Hosam Shah Shemayim, to my case, you weren't there at the time. With the last narrow line. Kinoch Nafshe did have Safra, and Safra passed away. Lekoru Rabbonna Le. The Rabbonna, they didn't Tir Kriya. They thought he's not our Rebbe. Why should we? Not a relative.
But this member of Oymed Allah Meis B'Shasas Yisrael Shoma, that's Klal.
That's
not talking about even...
Not Adam Kosher, not exactly. And the reason is because Kriya and Avelis are two different things. Kriya is separate and Avelis is separate. Even though there's not going to be a person you're going to mourn after, it's like a Sefer Torah burnt.
But that's
Halacha.
But people don't do it. Is that because they had any idea? They just don't know the Halacha?
Probably. But you have to be in the room B'Shasas, he passed away.
If you work in medicine or something like that, it's milsa shkicha, unfortunately. Someone's having a heart attack and you're there when it happens.
I'll look it up, see if I can find maybe it's different. It's working. Passed away. They said, he's not a rabbi, why should we take kriya? Rabbi said to them, me, Tanya, first of all, does it say, harab shemes, chacham shemes, any chacham passes away. It doesn't have to be your rabbi, a great man. Everyone has to take kriya. Tanya, that's number one. Number two, furthermore, didn't we learn? Every day we're repeating things in the name of Reb Safra. So for me, this is one of the rais they bring, that most of the Gemara we don't have. Because, like here, Abai says, every day in Beis HaMedrash we discuss Reb Safra's things. Go through Shas. It's hardly, he's not mentioned that often. Very, very seldom. You find the Rebbe brings it out. The Rebbe says that Pichas Shimon Choy, before he went to the cave, every time he had a question, a Pichas Ben Yair had 24 answers. We have nothing in the Gemara of Pichas Ben Yair. So this is mostly Gemara was never written down. They only wrote down that which was the gate to whatever in immediate Mishnah. That's it. So therefore, what do you mean he's not your Rebbe? Sure, he's your Rebbe. Now he says it's too late. So the Tamidim thought, okay, it's too late. We should have, but it's too late now. Could we learn before? You have to take kriya b'shas chamima when you're passionate. We learn chacham calls masha oiskim behesped chayim the kriya. Chacham is different. As long as you're thinking about him, every time you think about him, it irks you and you get distressed. You could take kriya. So Abul Mikra Al Nusri wanted to take kriya right away. I told him, time we learn chacham kvei de bespeder. Wait till the hesped. You didn't do it at the time when you heard about it. Wait till the hesped. The Ravuna passed away. So they wanted to put his Torah on his bed. They wanted to say that Kiyam Zeh Masha Kosta Bezeh. They wanted to say that Ravuna kept entire Torah. While he was alive, he believed that a Sefer Torah and a personality were in the same level. Hashra, now that he's dead, Lekum Levit, you're going to put it in as if to spite him and say, hey, you're dead, now I can do whatever I want against your own wishes. What's the Maisa? Dom Tachlifa, Anoch Hazisa, Ravuna, I want Ravuna, the boy Lemaisa, Apuria, he wanted to sit down on a chair or on a couch. The monarch Sefer Torah, as if they're lying in there, what he did was, he turned over a barrel on the ground, put a Sefer Torah on this barrel. And then he sat down on the bed. So what are you doing? So don't do that. The bed couldn't fit out of the front door. So they wanted to take Ravuna and lift him out through the...
When he was lying back,
exactly. They wanted to lift him out through the skylight. Didn't we learn from him that the coffin of Chacham Davke should be taken out through the front door?
Ravuna was a big man, wasn't he?
Very big man. In size, we don't know.
I thought it was... Him and
their
papa, when they stood face to face, an ox could walk under their...
That's beds. A papa, not a Ravuna. A
papa and a Biesa. They were the ox.
They were very heavy.
There's two of the Amorim that when they stood facing each other, their belly would...
Stomachs came in contact.
...were so big that there was enough space for an ox to walk underneath.
Yeah. We're learning about Mabab Mitzia. So I will ask him to put the put. They want to take him off this bed and put him in a narrow bed. Let me learn. That the covered is the first bed. He passed away. You should take him out. And covered in the first bed. It says, they took the Arun back from the police team and they put him into a new wagon. So therefore, you have to leave it in the same wagon, in the same original place where it originally was. So the water praise Baba, they broke through the front door, Bafku, and they took it out. They broke through the front doors and they took out the bed. Poska the Baba Ro, Rabbeinu Shilo Shchina, the Baba said about the Rabbuna that the Shchina could have resettled on him. That was called a Bavu Garmale. He could have been a Navi. You know why he was a Navi? Because he was a Bavu. Mosi Rav Nachman Bar Chizda. Rav Chizda had a couple of sons. One of his sons, Rav Nachman, and others say Rav Chanan Bar Chizda. Rav Chanan, the son of Chizda, said, what do you mean there was no Nevi'ah outside the soul? It says in the Pasuk, Hoyah, Dvar Hashem, Yecheskel Ben Buzi, Akoyin. The Abish, Hoyah, Hoyah, there was words from Hashem to Yecheskel Ben Buzi, and he was in the Chutzlaret. Tafuch Le'avu B'Sandela. His father hit him, and Chizda smacked him with a shoe. Amle La'mil, didn't I tell you, Le'sitrit Amle, you shouldn't ask them questions, just for the sake of asking questions. Ma Hoyah, it says in the Pasuk twice, Hoyah, Hoyah, what do you mean twice? It only happened once. It's an exception. It once happened. The Abish spoke to Yecheskel outside the Sov. Otherwise, only Vim are in the Sov. I remember the taste of Bob Basa that asked a question on this. Designed it, and I can't remember the answer. Okay, anyway. Kiyasul Hasa, finally, when they brought him to Hetzisrael.
Rav Chanan Bar Chizda was asking, and his father, Rav Chizda, gave him a whack.
Smack. A whelp, yeah. Yeah. Okay, we're not talking about Rav Huna. Anyway, Rav Huna passed away. Why did they bring him to Yisroel? Because it says if he buried someone at Yisroel, Rashi says over here, why did they bring him to Yisroel? Look at Rashi. Kiaskul awesome. First time. We had so many times where they brought him to Yisroel. Rashi finally here says why. I'm not sure why Rashi waited till here. Right in the middle of the page, Rashi says, Kiaskul awesome. let Israel. They brought the body to Israel. Lekoivrei to bury him. Shekol hanikva sham nikva belechet. If you buried at Yisrael, other places we say because you don't, you avoid by tchias hamesim to have to go through all of these, you know, Gilgal from Chutzlar is rolling on the ground at Yisrael. But Rashi says whoever is buried at Yisrael is buried without any sins. Shenema, it says in Pasuk, Ha'om ha'yeshiba nesu avon. The people who live there are forgiven from sins. Kedisa b'ksubas. That's why people want to get buried at Yisrael. Okay, this is the Rashi. Anyway, when he brought him to Israel, Amri le told Rabbi Rabasi, Rav Huna, also when he came, Amru, they said, Ki Avin, also when we visited Baba, Lehavilan, Lureshim, and we were so scared of him. He was such a Talmud Chacham, so Tim and everybody couldn't even lift our heads. Hashta, Sin, Hach, he came now here to make fun of us here as well. Also, Basra, another group of guys came to the Avin Rabasi and said, Aroin Neiba, don't worry about it. In fact, we had the Gemara that Rav Ami and Rav Asi were totally bottled to Rav Huna. Taisa says that this Rav Huna is not the same Rav Huna we have all over Shas. Rav Huna all over Shas was a younger than Rav Shmuel. This Rav Huna here died the same time as Rav Chiya, which means he's much older. It's a different Rav Huna, two Rav Hunas. And when the Gemara said Rav Ami Rav Asi but the Rav Huna, it's a, not the Rav Huna that we know from Bavel, it's a different Rav Huna from Bavel. Someone who Gemara says unbelievable.
He's the one who has the brewery, yeah? He makes beer.
That's a papa.
Yeah,
oh, right. Now you know why.
That's a papa.
Yeah. Omele Aroinoi Bo, his Aron came.
I could tell some stories about Amaray. I've never heard him before.
That's true. Rabbi Meravasi Nafik, so when they heard that he passed away, they went after the Oren. Rab Eila, Rab Chinin, and didn't refuse. Igadam, Rab Eila, Nafik, Rab Chinin, and Nafik. The Nafik met that one who went after the Oren. Why? The Tanya, Oren, even Mokum, Mokum, Oren is transported from one place to another. Imdim Allah Bishuda, you stand in a row, Imdim Allah Bichlav Eilim. You say Bichlav Eilim, Vetan Chumi Avelim. The Lay Nafik. And the one who didn't go out in my time, the reason Tanya, Oren, even Mokum, Mokum, Imdim Allah Bishuda, you don't stand in a row. And you don't say it. Another brisa, you don't do it. We're kasha. There are two brisas. Like kasha. Can she shall the kayem as if his spine vertebrae still intact? Then you have to follow the Aron. Can be she ain't shall the kayem as, and they didn't. But Rav Huna shall the kayem as. Obviously, he just died and they buried him. The loynafik loysaimu came. They didn't hear the end. They thought he maybe shelter not kayem. Why would they have thought shelter not kayem as? Because that's a pretty extraordinary thing. His spine is, his skeleton is not intact. Shoulders like his skeleton, not intact. It's much more than just decomposed. Why would they have assumed that? I don't know. Amri, heichinin, where should they put him? Rav Huna, where should they bury Rav Huna? This is a long story about this Rav Huna. Ribetz, Torah b'Yisrael. Rav Huna, he was a Mepzayim and he spread Torah everywhere. Rav Chiya, Ribetz, Torah b'Yisrael. He also traveled all over Israel, we'll see the Mark Suvis, and he went from city to city to teach kids, little kids, alabes. Man ma'ayil as a decided, you know what, we'll bury next to Rabchi. We'll bury right next to Rabchi.
This is the same
Rabchi
in the Talmud of Rebbe,
right? So, all the way around. So Teis is saying that this Rav Huna here is not the, there's two Rav Hunas. This Rav Huna is the later Rav Huna, the one that we learn about always, Rav Huna Rav Chizda, that time. So this is the Rav Huna we know, familiar with. He was an unbelievable Talmud Chacham, and he not only was a Talmud Chacham, the main thing was that he was Mefitz Taida be Israel. He went from town, the Gemara says in Ksuvah, we'll see. But what did Chiyah do? G'day the Maizah Chiyah. He went from town to town to open Chadorim in all the cities. Shlichus. And we did the same thing. Man Ma'ayile. So who's going to have who is holy enough to actually carry the Oren and put him down? Omer Rav Chaga said, Ano Ma'ayile, I'll do it. Why my Zeicha? They will come to the Talmudai. I learned the entire Shas, when I was 18 years old. I finished the entire Shas. And I never saw a Keri in my life. And I even heard from him, Divrei Torah, directly from him. And I used to mishamish him. The Yoda Be'uvdei. And I know exactly who he is. I appreciate his godliness more than anybody else. Okay. And I also know the following story. The Yom Echad, that we saw from the Yom Echad, one day, is hapichaleh tzur, the tefillin is brought down to Shulchan Aruch. That is, the tzur tefillin turned, outside is black, inside is white. It turned over by mistake in middle davening. The yosiv alo arboy in tanise. Fasted 40 days. It's not even his fault. You know how many times it happened that the tzur, the strap, turned around. And he fasted. 40. It is. When talks about how many tenets you should have, he brings them down as a raya, you have to fast.
Doesn't that mean that it's two over here by the shoulder?
It doesn't say which part it is. It says here. Rashi, sapicha le tzur the film, hashachar b'fnim, that the black went inside. The tzur shchayin needed b'chum in outside. Allah Hashem seen it. Doesn't say that because it's powder on the head. Weiter. Anyway, Eile Chabchagi brought him in. Avigani Yehuda miyimina davu. Avichiskev zmaravu. Avchia had two sons, Yehuda and Chizkia. Yehuda was lying on the right side. They all passed away. Yehuda was lying on the right side of Chia and Chizkia on the left side. Omale Yehuda lechizki. So Yehuda turns to Chizki, his younger brother. They're all dead already. And he says, "Kumeduchtech, stand up from your place. The lav oirich ada. It's not bright. The koyim rabhuna bahadid. The koyim. Sorry, the koyim rabhuna. Huna's coming here. So you shouldn't be lying right next to his father. Make way. They already passed away. He told him, stand up, move over.
How do they all die? They all die together.
Why they tied together? Over the years." This Rav Huna might have passed away 30 years after the Bchia. Yeah, they're all dead. So meanwhile, Bahad the Koyim, when Chizkiya stood up to allow Rav Huna to be buried, come Bahadei Amuda Denoida. Suddenly, this big fiery wall came surrounding the Kvarim. The only one who was there was Rav Chaga. He's the only one who felt that he was a big enough tzaddik to carry Rav Huna. Rav Chogger saw what's going on here. He boys, he got scared. Zokvel Aroyne V'Nafik. Also, he put the Aron down, he chucked it down, and he ran away. He put it right next to the fire, and he left. The Aron of Rav Huna's cave. Rav Huna, it's Aron. On a bed, whatever you want to call it. How he's buried. But because it came from Bubble, he probably wasn't an Aron, it wasn't on the bed. So he just dropped it right by the fire, and he ran away. V'hai de lo ye'enish. Why wasn't he punished? He left behind an Aron. He stood it up. He stood it up, the Rav Huna. So he put it up in front of the fire. It shouldn't get damaged by the fire. So he did at least in a kavadik way. He didn't just drop it and run away. He stood it up and he ran away. The Rav Huna. And as the Rav Huna then buried himself. It's an amazing Gemara. I mean, just look at this Gemara here. Everyone stood up for each other. They passed away. Who knows how many years ago they passed away?
He
dug his own grave. It says that, yeah, Kisrei, what's it called? The Talmud of the Tzemach Tzedek. I forgot the name already. But he heard him Tzemach Tzedek. Kinoch Nafshe, that Rav Chizde passed away. Sover la Yisubi, that I put in the just like that, they want to put a bed, a retainer in his bed, they want to put a retainer in his bed to say he kept the whole tailor. Omer Yisrael Milson, that Rabbi Lassila, he didn't agree with it. And not naked, never will do it. Sover, why are we doing it? He didn't hold it, he should sit in the same bed as a bed. They thought they shouldn't fix up, they shouldn't pin up their kriya. By a chacham, it's not your relative. As soon as you turn around, you're allowed to pin up, not to sew back, but to pin it up, but use very, very big stitches. These two great Amorayim, Rabba Bar Huna and Rav Amnuna, Lecheda, this is the son of Rav Huna we had before. They brought him there to be buried. When it came to the bridge, it was Rabba Bar Huna. So Rabba was a big Talmud Chacham, and his father Rav Huna was a big Talmud Chacham. While Rav Hamnuna, who was a great man, had no yichus. They came to a bridge. Kimote Agisha. They came to the bridge. There was only enough room for one. So what did they do? Kamu Gamli. The camel stopped. They didn't know which one to go first. Amalo Hutaya, one of these nomads, came by and said, "My high, what's the big deal?" Amalo Rabban, the cover you cut a hadodi, that each one wants to give cover to the other one. Maramar, Marnebresha. The horses are talking to each other, or the camels. One camel says, "Other camel, you have Rabnuna, you go first." And the camel Rabnuna says, "No, you have Rabnuna, you go first." Amalo says, "Dinahu." So this nomad said, "It's only right. The Rabba Bar Huna Leil Beresha. Rabba Huna should go first. You know why? Because he has yichus, and Rav Huna has no yichus. Cholif Gamel Rabba Huna. So the camel listened to this Hayhutaya, and he went first. Yeah, by Difka, the Tzula between Rebbe and Yitzchak. Why Yitzchak Tzula was in Skabel first? Not to Kavya Vishneh Hayhutaya. He was punished, and he lost his jaw and his teeth. because he had the chutzpah to pass. Unfortunately, I don't understand Gemara here, because when he paskin, the camels understood and agreed. The rabbanim, they understood and agreed. So why do you have to? Why was he punished?
What's that? I don't understand why they couldn't figure it out themselves.
That's better. They punished him because he did the wrong thing. Just because Rabbi Huna has yichas, but Rabbi Mnuna was a self-made man. A big Rabbi Mnuna was all over the Zayev, the Sava. So maybe it's not so simple. And yet the camel listened to the guy. So what's going on here? Very difficult story to understand exactly what happened here. Yeah. The Rashi says he was punished because he embarrassed Rabbi Mnuna. He put down Rabbi Mnuna. Even though what he said might have been right, but he's the one who said it. And we're right, there's a child, God, who's giving a hesped, Pazakla Yanuka, on these two Rabbanim. Now, why in the world would a Yanuka be the one to give a hesped on these Rabbanim? So we have in the Zohar all the time, Ho Yanuka was a person who didn't have the schnell, didn't have the thing over here under the nose, and therefore remembered everything, was a big Tamachach. Later on, the Rabbanim daven that he should pass away. So, Ho Yanuka, there was this Yanuka, Goza Yoshishim. There was a Yanuka that was descendant from great people. This is what he said: a descendant from great people. No, Rabba, the Rabbuna. All the Mabala came from Al Babel. The Imai, and what did he have with him? Sefer Milchames. He had with him Sefer Taita, and the Taita is called the Sefer Milchames. Why is it called Sefer Milchames? So Rashi, in Rashi, Sefer Milchames, Sefer Taita. And why is it called Sefer Mechamas? It doesn't say. Lishnachrina shenilchim Rabba v'Rabba Mnuna. V'nochu kaved ahutaya. There was a war just now between Rabba and Rabba Mnuna. Who should be buried first? Each one said the other guy should be buried first. Interesting war. Each one said, you win. Not I win, you win. You go first. And v'notu kaved ahutaya. And this nomad lost his jaws and his teeth and thing. So that's called Sefer Mechamas, the Book of Wars. He is only talking about one Amida, Rabbi Huna, because he was the son of Dalim. Ben Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Reish Goyle. Rabbi Huna here was the head of Golus. Look at how she says here. The Odif Menossi Deres Yisrael. The head of Golus in Babel, Rashi says here, is greater than the Nossi Deres Yisrael. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Hay, in the long, interesting place there, that the Dayonim in Babel were more powerful than Dayonim at Yisrael because they had authority. Had much more power than the I just don't know how to learn better, but Bava were more authoritative. Rashi here says that the Reish Geile was better than Nasi Des Yisrael, which is not what the Gemara says. It might be a different thing altogether. Yeah, but certain ones, you know, David Ben Zaki and all those were bad, and then others who were good, who were the great tzaddikim. Nachman's father-in-law was Reish Geile. He was our Bezin, and that was supposed to be good. Interesting. The Imai Sefer Muhammad, Imai Rav Amnuna. With him, he had a Sefer Muhammad, Rav Amnuna. Anyway, why the Sefer Torah is called Sefer Muhammad, I don't know. Is it because the Sefer Torah is a history book as well and records some of the Muhammad's? That's why it's clear. Why would they use a euphemism for Torah to say Muhammad?
Every page is another Muhammad by Rabbi Shmuel.
Yeah. So Shas be called Sefer Muhammad.
Everything's a Muhammad.
Yeah. So I don't know. Why would this be called Sefer Muhammad? Anyway, bite it. They came up with chametz, and also furthermore, they came up with kaz v'kapayit. This is some kind of a curse, or some kind of bird, something. Huchpalu. They came up. They brought a lot of tzaddis to the world. Lidais to see shayid v'shevet. They bring down the plunder and broken. They came from Babel. These people came from Babel, which is a bad place. Cuts of alalama. The Abish was upset with the world. V'chamas mimenu nefashas, and he stole these wonderful neshamas. The sum of them, the Abish, I was happy. Kekala chadosha, like a new bride coming to. The Abish was happy. These two neshamas came back to Shemayim, and he's and this was the hesped. Because the world's in a bad place, the Abish took away the wonderful tzaddikim. The Abish wanted company. He didn't enjoy the world anymore. He wanted the company up there, like a new kala. Reichev Arav is the one who rides the highest level of the clouds. Arav is the seven levels. Sosla Sameach, he's happy. Alun Chagiga, but boy of love, nefesh nokir tzaddik. When he has these neshamas, tzaddikim coming up to him. When this person passed away, now we're talking about Fios Paidim. This Baal Masmet said, Tumadi Miniu, palm trees were shaking. Roish al Tzadik etomar, the head of a Tzadik like a tomar, like a palm tree. Nosim Lail Kiyamim, he used to treat nights like day. He used to learn Torah day and night. Al Mesim Lail Kiyamim, that was the Hespit. Omelet of Ashil Bar Kippuk. This is an amazing thing. Rav Ashi asked the Masbid, tell me, when I'm going to die, what are you going to say to my Hesped? Which person wants to know what you're going to say to the Hesped? You always hear about the Rosh Yeshivas who wants to know that, but Rav Ashi, he asked, what are you going to say to my Hesped? I need to know. I already have my speech prepared. Amina. In Ba'arozim Nofla Shal Heves, in the mightiest of cedar trees, a flame came and took it away. Mayasu, what else, what hope is there for Ezoi Vikir, for the hyssops in the wall? If a cedar tree can fall, what hope is there for the hyssops, for the ordinary people? Levyasin Bechake Hula, the Levyasin can be caught with a fishing rod. Mayasa de Gogi Raka, what hope do the small fish have in a little pool? In a flowing water. Naflachika, or if in a flowing water, it fell down. What's a chika exactly? I guess what is tied to a chika? If in flowing waters, naflachika. Does it mean the same thing here? A trap? Chika is dryness. Okay. Mayasim me gabim. What should the little pools of water do? Amalei Baravin. Baravin said, Chas v'sholim. That's how you refer to tzaddikim, as a fishing rod, dryness, flames. On my arm, what would you say? Amina, I would say the hesped. Don't cry on behalf of the person who passed away. Don't cry to the tzaddik who passed away. He's happy. He went straight to Gan Eden. Cry for the people who are alive because they're going to miss the tzaddik. The tzaddik himself, he's in a higher madrega than before. Bachula Avedin, cry for those who are alive, the mourners. Velayla Avedin, not for the Avedin. Shehi Lemenucha, he went to a peaceful place. But Onula Anocha, we're the ones who are krechsing, we the ones who feel the loss. Cholder Daitim, Alayum. Rabbi Ashi didn't like both Hespedim, didn't like either one. Even the second one didn't like. What, are you not happy that I passed away? Is that what you're saying? You want me to die? So, you know, he got suspicious. These haper karayu, both maspidim were punished that their feet turned inside out. So when he taka died, he had no hesped, because the two main maspidim couldn't walk because their feet were turned upside down. Behind the Dharma Ravashi, this Ravashi said, Loi bar kipuk chalitz, loi bar omi chalitz. Neither maspidim, neither bar kipuk nor bar ovin will ever be able to make chalitz, because it says he had to put it on his foot, but he can't put it on his foot. It's upside down. What is the point of this whole story? Don't know. Why would Avasha ask for Hesped? What do you want to hear? What do you expect to hear? What do you want to hear? What was he looking for? And then when they said something he didn't like the Hesped, he cursed them? I don't know exactly what the whole story is. Anyway, I think about it. When he came to the Tiger River, said, go and say something. He stood up and he said, that the Jews are called the Shlishis because maybe we had more Shabbos and Am Shlishi and, you know, Teda Shlishi, and we're Koin Levim, saying we're made of three parts. So came the majority of the Eden. And since, and now who is it? Rava. Rava is a Nasi or a big Talmud Chacham, is equal to the majority. So Roi Shlishi is equal to the majority of Klal Yisrael. Mayim came to the water, Zocher v'rachem to inu machadecha ki ishim v'bayla. He said, Zocher, he wants us to remember v'rachem and remember to inu machadecha, we strayed from you, ki ishim v'bayla. That from a woman who strays from her husband. Al taznichenu, do not forsake us, kois meimora. Do not forsake us like the isha saita that you give the meimora to. Rab Chanim was the son-in-law of the Nasi, like Havale, and he couldn't have any children. He didn't have any children. Boy, Rachmi Davin, Havale, and he had children. Ahu Yoyim, the Havale, the day that his wife gave birth to the child, Noch Nasha, he passed away. So the Masbid said, Simcha letuga nehepcha sasen, that the simcha, the yagin, sorry, nehepcha, that the simcha to the family turned into a very sad day. Sasen v'yagin nivru be'ei simchase, that sasen and yagin became friends and partners the day that the child was born. What a simcha, especially after all these years, couldn't have a child, the father had to pass away. Nener be'ez chanunosai, and he cracks the time when it should be when such a good thing happened. Ovet chanina, they lost their goodness. Asikale chanun al shmei. So what did they call the child? They called it after the father, Chanan. This is so he was called what? Chanin ben Chanin. It's like a Mendel Futterfass, Menachem ben Menachem Mendel. His father passed away that week. So Chanin ben Chanin. Kinoch Nafshe, Rabbi Yechon passed away. Poschel, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said, Kosha Hayyim Lisa, when a tzaddik passed away, it's as difficult to the Eden, Ki Yom Bo Hashem Rishadayim. As if the sun sets in the middle of the day. The Chesiv, it says, V'hoi V'yem Ahu, it'll be on that day. Nu'um Hashem, L'kim Hashem says, Avesi Hashemesh B'tzaharayim. I will bring the sun down in the middle of the day. What day are we talking about? The Yom Shel Yoshio. Yoshio was considered one of the greatest tzaddikim, not the greatest tzaddik of all the kings, and he got rid of all the avodah zarah. He's the one who found Chumash Devarim there, and he saw that warning there when it was opened to that page. Kinoch, and therefore, the Hebrew says, I compare it to the sun setting in the middle of the day. Same thing by a tzaddik. Kinoch Nafshe, Rabbi Yechon passed away. Yosef Rabbi Ami Shiva Shloshim. Rabbi Ami sat himself, the Shivim and the Shloshim. Omer Rabba Brei the Rabchi. Rabba the Rabchi said, but Rabbi Ami the Ovid, the Gamei the Ovid. Rabbi Ami was so machmed to follow the laws of Shivim and Shloshim. He did it for his chumra on his own. Even if your Rebbe taught you all the chachma in the world, we said before you have to do kriya. But in Yeshiv all over your mecha, you only sit to avelus one day. Not the same thing like a normal avelus. Kinoch nafshi, the Rabbi Zeda. Now there's Rav Zeda and Rabbi Zeda. They're really one and the same person. While he was in Bavel, he was called Rav Zeda. When he went to Eretz Yisrael, he became a Rabbi Zeda. So he says, and we had it before already. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, so Rashi, this is what Rashi says here. Sometimes it's called Rabbi Zeda, sometimes it's called Rav Zeda. Pasach Allahu Sabdana Eretz Shina, the land of Bavel, Harav Yilada, became pregnant, fell pregnant, gave birth. The land of Israel is compared to a deer. He raised these wonderful things. What was to us? Says Rakas, which we learned before, is Tveria. In Megillah we had, Ki of the Kleichem Dasa, we just lost this wonderful treasure. So these are nice aspadim. And I guess that's what Ravashi was looking for. Ki noch, but actually, if you think about it, the guy said that for the tzaddik it's alright, it's the people down here. We use that Maimah Chazal everywhere. It's using halacha everywhere else, and yet he got his feet turned up. Yeah, I guess nobody while they're alive like to hear, really wants to hear their husband. Kinoch Nafshe, the Bavu, Ravu passed away. Achisa Amuda the Kisre Maya, the walls of his city started to cry, and water came out of these walls. Imagine the walls of the city started to cry. The Rabbi Yisi, when Rabbi Yisi passed away, Shafu Mazvid the Tzipaydi Dama, the rivers of Tzipaydi started to bleed. Rabbi Yaakov passed away. He's chamiu koichvi biyamama. Usually, you cannot see the stars during the day, but here, all the entire world was mourning. So suddenly, the sun like was pale, and so therefore, you're able to see the stars. The Rabbi Asi passed away. Iakru kol ilone. All the trees in his city were uprooted. The Rabchia, when Rabchia passed away, the chia kipidai, the stones from fire came down with the kia. It hailed fire stones. Rabbi Nachman passed away. The statues all of a sudden all melted. Every single statue in his area melted down. Because we know about Rabbi Yisi that he never looked at a coin because it had tzuras. Exactly. When he passed away, all the statues got cut off. Whenever they make statues for a new king, and they're having more of a Zorah Machlik, is whether it's considered, depends if he had a sword in his hand, a broken arm, all that, whether it's an Avodah Zorah, or whether it's more like a hero, you know, a different thing. All of them got cut off. Rabbi Yashiv, Idchatru, Shivim Machtarim, that all the all the caves that they hide in them, the thing fell, collapsed. By him came down also hailstones from the sky. The Rabbi Yosef, Noshu Kipe the Paras Adadi, the bridges, the bridges came suddenly and touched each other. The Baiver Rava, when the Baiver Rava passed away, Noshu Kipe the Digla, the Tigris River, came and touched each other. Kinoch Nafshe the Mishashi Toan Dikle Shitzi. All the palm trees suddenly grew thorns. Everybody became sad. Sure.